Abraham Partamian Bakery has been one of Los Angeles' most popular bakeries since the end of World War II, providing Armenian cuisine for the local West Adams community. But if you were to walk into the 64-year-old bakery today, you may just find yourself surprised at what you see. Or rather, who you see.
The new customers come in there. Why you're Mexican and you make the Armenian food? And I tell them because I work with almost 33 or 34 years with him, with Mr. Partamian.
Leon Partamian was the owner of Partamian Bakery for nearly 60 years. But just before he passed away in 2006, he had a decision to make. Who would take over his beloved bakery? With no family to pass down his legacy, Partamian chose the next closest thing. His two longtime assistants, Jose Gonzalez and Francisco Rosales, who had been working for Partamian since 1975.
I learned from him to make all the stuff, Armenian stuff. They give me all the secrets for the bread and everything.
That's Francisco, who took over in 2006 with his lifelong friend, Jose. They've been carrying Partamian's legacy of great Armenian food, including pita breads, baklava, and a favorite Armenian treat called lahmacun.
It's the lamb, meat, tomato, peppers, herbs, and spices. It's like a pizza.
These Armenian pizzas are so popular, Rosales and company are constantly making new batches throughout the day, and often sell them by the dozens. Customers like Barbara Collegian come from all over to buy them.
I live in the marina now, but I still come here to get my lahmacuns.
Rosales and Gonzalez grew up together in Zacatecas, Mexico, and have stuck together for over 40 years.
I know him because I come in from the same place in Mexico. I go to school together, then he get married with my cousin, and it's a family. Yeah, I know him for forever.
Rosales is grateful for Partamian passing down his shop, but says his former boss and mentor has done much more for him.
He helped me a lot, and Jose and everybody. He's a very, very good person. He helped me to fix my green card with my family, and he's very, very nice.
With new owners came a new name, F&J Partamian Bakery. F&J for Francisco and Jose. But new name or not, business is as good as ever, thanks to the duo's ability to replicate the famous recipes Partamian taught them so long ago.
When he passed away, all the customers, not me, and everybody wants to still make the lahmacun because they say they don't find the lahmacun anywhere like this one's here.
There's plenty of bakeries, but their lahmacun and pastries can't compare to Francisco's.
Francisco's name is already becoming synonymous with the popular bakery, but he isn't getting any younger. Like Partamian did for him, Rosales too will soon have to find someone new to take over the shop.
I don't know, I'm getting old and tired to that. But I hope that somebody in the family take over when I let the store. Maybe my sons or the Jose's sons.
Leon Partamian was a father figure for Rosales, who hopes to keep the shop alive as long as he can, passing it down generation to generation.
Like family, yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
Nick Edmonds, Annenberg Radio News.